Good morning. With us is Judy Patrick. She's the editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us on Wednesday morning. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, it turns out in the horrific shooting at the gay Orlando nightclub where 49 people were killed, someone from our region who recently moved to Florida turned out to be quite the hero amongst the tragedy.
Yeah, his name is Imran Youssef, and he is a graduate of Niskayuna High School. We talked to his brother, Amir Youssef, yesterday. Imran himself was at school all day, going to school to be a personal trainer, but his brother talked to us about Imran's experiences and, you know, the family's reaction. During the shooting, Imran Youssef managed to get dozens of clubgoers out of harm's way by opening a back door to Pulse nightclub, in which the gunman went in and shot 49 people. Opening that door led out into a street, and, you know, 60 or 70 people flooded out of that door, saving their lives. Even after Imran opened the door and got as many people out as he could, began carrying the injured to ambulances outside. He told CBS News that he thinks he was able to get around 70 people out of Pulse. His brother Amir had just recently moved down to Orlando from Schenectady to be with his brother and other family members. He told us that this was so unexpected, the event itself, but because of his brother's training in the Marine Corps, he was prepared and used strategies from that to do everything he could. Imran joined the Marine Corps at the age of 17, shortly after graduating from Niskayuna High School in 2010. During his time in the military, he served in Afghanistan and Iraq. He left the military a couple months ago, and he'd been working at Pulse for about a month before Sunday's mass shooting. Prior to heading to work as a security guard at Pulse on Saturday night, he had spent the day with his family. Since his parents and brother had just recently moved to Florida from the Schenectady area, they hadn't been able to get together as a family, according to his brother. So they got together, they swam, they watched videos, they, ate, they had some fun. Before Imran went to work at 10 o'clock, the family said, we're going to go over to the club later on tonight, and that was the plan. But around 11 o'clock, right before the family was going to head out, one family member said, let's not go tonight. So they decided not to go. Around 2 o'clock in the morning, family got a call from Imran, who told them about the shooting, but he left out his role in saving many club goers' lives. He just told them that he was safe, that they shouldn't worry about him, that he was going to be a while before he was going to be able to come home.
What an amazing story. We've been talking with Judy Patrick. She's the editor of the Daily Gazette. For this or other stories, including a proposal to raise the age to buy tobacco products in Schenectady County to 21, you can find at dailygazette.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thank you.
Thanks, David.